And Nefesh HaChayim, so the sukkah of making a rakia is some form of schar. What is that?
Which inyan?
The Tanya mentioned that a schar of making a... Where's the lashon? You make a rakia in Gan Eden, and it's called Nimtach Rakia on the Shambash Gan Eden. There's a schar called rakia.
Yeah.
Which, and that's what Nefesh HaChayim also says in the
sukkah. Which perik is
it? Perikei.
I don't think we did hay yesterday.
We did hay. I think we went through it quickly, but we.
Okay,
we
so let's do hay again, and then. Vazam Rabbi Seinu Zal, betchila olam machshav olivres olam b'midas hadin. Rosh Hashanah miskayim shita b'midas rachmim. Dainu izgalos aloikus adit tzadikim va'oisis v'asher b'teira. So the midas hadin is perfection, and everything is, you know, either you do something and bring a Kadosh Baruch to the world, or you don't do. But that a Kadosh Baruch comes and extends himself through things other than that, that's something that's not that's already not midas that's not midas hadin. That's already a certain chesed. It's like when you give somebody what's right much like hints for the test, you know. Behine azam bezeya de la elo besitra de kedusha ilo isimine besmala. Then a chesed gevura. Pesach name midas aloikus lemala misech nevar masegosa. The iyur gamoy chad boil matzilus. The af hasogus moisha v'yashol minvosay lo hoisav matzilus elisavshel lo bria. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's even Moshe Rabbeinu's hasaga as Moshe Rabbeinu was up to a certain point, and it had to be through bria. Ve'af gam zois loy b'shtei yadayim loy b'shtei midas eloch hazigvur al dei slap shuz midas shlamatim and madrega shemidas hazachoy disayit. That this is just an important piece in its own right, that Moshe Rabbeinu's hasaga was always clear and direct and put him upon him as much as could be. But that could only work up to a certain point. If anything low, anything above that, it already was through his slapshot, which means sort of a muscle. Rak. Shematnus no shazigvan Eden, who hasugis his pashas achias va'or anim shoshnevidus el hazigvura. So the matnus chad tzadikim is the hemshach of these two midas. Vehumaze nishmas atzadikim she'oskim b'teirat shmoy lamahaze, ki mispasha shtei midas elu nimtach rakia al neshama shemgan Eden, rakia ze nikra roza de reisa boyschukach beizay seteir nesunum shtei midas elu kirchsim imineh shaslamoy, umirakia ze noitiv lemozan al neshama shtainu yediyas soit chapez oisis atayro. Let's explain. So let's explain this concept of rakia and the seira das and so on. Durakia is like chuppah. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a chuppah for every tzaddik. A chuppah is a type of hachlola. It's a hanhaga which incorporates everything underneath it into one entity. It's a type of it means you have shaychus to a certain hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is not step by step, but it is more klolius, just like the chibur of Adam to Isha for Ish Nishto is made through the chuppah, which is something that's called them both as one entity. It's a getter of what they would call makifin, and that becomes his schar, of which the chaf beis oisis come down to him. It's merkias a native sal tal the mazon shamas tani dia soit chaf beis oisis atayra. So it's a new way of being mashpia on the tzaddik, not through a mahalach of piece by piece hashpa, but something like the rakia that's nimtach. That's what it is. Now, why he brings this in, I'm not sure. what's he starting to over here? I mean, he'd spoken before about Havaya Lekim, Kalim and Pnim, and he spoke of Mansabah, but why it is, what he wants over here, with this piece over here, I'm not sure. He said, yeah. Vav, Perek Vav.
Because also this Nesach Rakiya is on Nefesh HaChaim to speak about Chidushe Torah.
Right.
Create their own world.
Right.
Or push it to Rakiya. It's very similar to Nesach.
Right. Right. Any time you mutter, it's like it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a chuppah for every tzaddik. That's the same nusa. It means that when you give a piece by piece schar, it's piece by piece and specific. Masha Ein Kein, if you do a rakia, it's like the difference between in Kedushin you have to give a pruta or a shava pruta. Nesuin is a matzav of being called together. So it's a very different type of mahalach of being shaykh to Olam Ruchni. It's not piece by piece, but it's way for calling. Vihine. Shem Elohim hu shem midas ha-gvur va-tzimtzum. Vilachein hu gamkim v'gematya teva. Lefi shemaste o'er shalamala mahavim chay olam. So Elohim is the Hester, that there is something more than the physical world that greets the eye. Physical world meets the eye, and this is the Metzias that we know. And as far as we're concerned, that's all there is. That's the Shem Elohim, because it is mitzam to everything else. The reason why it's Gvura is because it means that everything is accountable for its own and doesn't live off HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. A world that understands itself as being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed is not living on its own and doesn't, you know, even if I'm found to not have much myself to have my own, I'm living off Lamala. But here it's not like that. V'shem Elohim zehu mogei v'nartik shem avaya. This Shem Elohim is the mogein for shem avaya. Lehalim ha'or v'chiyus ha'nitzav shem avaya u'mehave me'ayin li'yesh shelo yizgala nivroim v'yibotam tziusam. V'arei b'chinas gvura zu v'tzimtzum hazeh u'gam kein b'chinas chesed sha'olam yibona boy v'zu b'chinas gvura ha'klula b'chesed. So in a certain sense, this gevura is anchored in chesed, because the only reason that exists is so as to allow us a metzias. So even though the midah itself is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not giving to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us we're on our own, in a shorishtik way, this was the greatest element of giving to us. Mm-hmm. Vihine meskalus hamidus zubezu nirla ayin de iuvigamoi had shein midoisa kimi acha shein bi yichud gome imoi lachene misiach de zubezu kul zubezu kemai mal yov anto de kosheloinim yachad loin bechulu obarmach lesichud bila. So he explains a knetch. Lachura. Chesed and Gevura are two very, very different midas. And each one is the opposite, the polar opposite of the other one. But since they're coming from the same Shoresh, they also can find a common ground. Let's give a mashal for this. Imagine somebody has... one person gets sometimes angry and sometimes acts very nicely. The difference is his mood. So sometimes he's in anger mode, sometimes he's in kind mode. So those two are usually either or situations. Is he in a good mood today, is he in a bad mood today? That's really what we're looking for. But imagine this person is like the perfect teacher. And really what's directing and controlling everything is Seichel. But the seichel directs him and says, listen, when the kids are behaving this way, you need to be very, very tough about it. Kids acting this way, you need to ignore it. Kids acting this way, you'd be very friendly and nice to them. He could turn on a dime and switch from one to the other because he's neither was angry nor happy, nor joking. He was whatever is needed now for the kids. Mashenkin, the person whose mood swings, so when he's going to be in an angry mode, he's not going to so quickly be in a kind mode. So depending the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the sheirish of the midas allows the midas also misachid, meaning the gevura stops at the point the chesed stops and the gevura starts. They act in tandem. I don't see two things that are and acting in opposition to each other. I can see them working together with each other.
It's like it's all the same seichel and the same tachlis.
Exactly.
So there's no...
Exactly. It's lemoshel. Let's say I have very tight security at my airport, and that's run by the government. And there's also a CIA agent that I have to be able to let in the airport with a gun. So I tell the inspector, the TSA agent, you know, this person let through without inspecting him, even though but since it's part of the same framework, so that I can interact with it. So miskalos amidazu bezu near la ayin diiver gamoy chad shemidoysav. From the fact that the midas can be niskal one in each other, I see diiver gamoy chad. Since they are biyichud gam with him, they could. Since they are all inextricably part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they also can interact with each other. Kimaim aliyo ve'antu the kasha loin and miyachad loin ubar minach lesichuri bilah. You're the one who was mekasha them and miyachad them. And nothing but you is a perfect yichud. So when it says in the pasuk that we have a chiyuv, we're talking about these two bechinas. Pirush, sheshnei shemus elu in echad mamish. Shegam shem elokim mitzamtzu malam or ubechinas chesik mashem avaya. So the mitzvah is that the different hanhagos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are coming from the same makom. If you understand that something that's nevea from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there cannot be any stira in midas, then mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu will follow. Pir shegam arutz hachomish near zeich gomlein kol he ayin vefes mamash kavakash baruchu kishem alakim einim malam etzamsel tachtoinim leigav akash baruchu. So it's true that for us we see through different worlds, we think through different worlds, and so on. But for akash baruchu it's one. Kishem alakim einim malam etzamsel tachtoinim leigav akash baruchu meachashu shmei alakim echad lachin gam arutz em tachsots hein ayin vefes mamash kavakash baruchu. That's why he says the and Metachsa Oretz have no Metzias, not even Oid, which means an answer Metzias.
V'zeo shekosuv ahalas. In the cross b'shem klal was in the Metzias, as that means in the cross b'shem.
V'in the cross b'shem klal of Hashem. In other words, it doesn't have its own Metzias that you should designate a name for it. Ilamashal, if an animal has a tail, so you call it a tail because that's what it is. But if somebody were to say, take a nameless piece of skin and say this skin and this skin, you know, what's the name of this skin? What kind of name is it? it doesn't have its own mitzvahs. It's just part of the skin. There is no Kriya Shem would mean that we give it a mitzvahs apart from that central mitzvahs. That doesn't exist. V'zeh shekosev ahalah shemechaya zamakei bo'idi shachayim nimshochim mishem avaya v'ha'oid shua guf atofa mishem alikim. So V'yadata Yemesh V'Yisrael is that everything in the world all stands on top of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's just His Koyach Atzmich and Koyach Atnuah. Now he says, Achbem is in a mashal to the Nimshal. Even though I said a mashal, but I think the mashal doesn't come to the Nimshal. Can Neshama V'Guf and Bemis the front Zem Zem Mishrasham? Neshama and Guf are really two separate entities. Ma she'enkin min ha'shemayim v'aretz she'kol atzmusim v'husin mishavim ma'ayin me'efes ha'muchlot rak b'dvar Hashem v'ruch pi v'yisbara v'gam adayin nitzad v'ar Hashem lo'ilo m'shafir b'em tomid v'chol rega u'mehavo yisam tomid ma'ayin liyesh kis havo sa'or ma'ashem eshter guf kad Hashem esh azzech moshol v'im kenim b'teilim b'emes b'mtzius l'gam b'dvar Hashem ruch pi v'yisbarach ha'michod m'mbusin atzmus v'yisbarach v'yisbar l'kam v'vitlo o'er Hashem v'shemesh. So he says, over here, since really I look at it as a bria that has its own mitzias, that does not have its own mitzias, and it's called kulay part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it is bottled totally, and it even the mitzias I see the muscle, like I said before, the guf has a physical mitzias, apart from the neshama. It's just that physical mitzias is not what its main thing is, but it's there. It's a shell. It's wrapping. I took it from someplace. By the bria klapa kadosh baruch hu, even that doesn't exist, and that's why he's saying that that the understanding of shemayim imal v'aretz v'tochas einoid means a total hisbatlus, something I wouldn't find by the neshama and the guf. Rak. Sheheinig v'roisa midas agvur v'atzimtzum lehastol hal machir shafeya ben shenir nashayim v'arz v'al tzvam kilayim dover v'nei atzmai. So this is the inability to see it's opening by us is all a koyach of the hastin and tzimtzum. Ach ein atzimtzum hastol tachtoinim avagav kodesh baruch hu kula kamei kelo mamesh chashiviko ha'shemesh b'shemesh v'imidas agvur m'steres chasishol m'fanam yisparach k'enin lo v'nei atzmai al Hashem v'lekim. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.